Fat Guy Radio Show, the funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
Hey, everybody, it's your boy Corey Blaze here. Before we dive into the meat and potatoes of this show, I want to invite you to go over to fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. You will find all of the sponsors in one easy-to-shop location. Everything you need, I guarantee you, we have a sponsor just for you. And special deals that are exclusive to Fat Guy Radio Show listeners. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. Sponsors.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
See, Orly, that's exact. I told you there are a little bit of acrobats that are required when fat people have sex.
So now we're live.
Now we are live. This is the professional aspect of the show. You uncomfortable.
So no more cussing?
You want no more cursing. You uncomfortable zilch.
I was just thinking of which word I wanted to say. I was building up my cussing vocabulary.
Martha likes us to cuss off the Twitter there. All right, everybody. Welcome to the showdy. Whoa. Sorry about that slight delay. But if I didn't say anything about it, the people watching the replay and people downloading the show would have never known that there was a delay in the show today.
Well, they just would have knew by us being 10 minutes late.
That's true.
Or 17. I can't tell. That clock we have is...
Yeah, our clock is still...
It looks like it says it's 7:91 p.m.
But you know what, Orly? It is... it's not about us. It's about the people that take the time out to come and download and listen to the show. So we're going to switch things up a little bit, and we're going to kick the show off with new listener alert! Orly! Listeners,
we have some new listeners.
Lay it on us.
We have Haley in Redondo Beach.
Hey, Haley.
I'm jealous. She's at the beach.
I know. Send us some sand.
We have Gil Vasquez. I never know how to say that right.
Let's just call
Vasquez.
You don't know.
I don't have that Mexican. I can't roll my Vasquez's.
You don't know lip.
Vasquez.
It's Bill.
Gil.
Bill.
Gil.
Bill as in brother-in-law?
Thank you.
We have Tom Fleming in Mesa, a local listener.
Oh, I know how to say his name. Tom Fleming.
There you go. Jason Thompson in Tennessee.
Tennessee, I left my heart in Texas, drive through Tennessee.
Another local, we have Sarah in Chandler.
That was funny. Hey, Sarah.
Chandler.
What's
and
up, Chandler?
One of my good friends is listening, Carmen, out in Fresno.
Oh, she's in Fresno because...
She's actually a part of a morning show out there, which is not our competition, so we could say it. She's on a show, B95.
Okay.
She's a very popular girl. She doesn't even answer my texts or my Facebook messages anymore. She's got too many fans.
Oh, dude. Martha right now, listener Martha, is listening to the show the way everybody should consume the show. With a burrito in their hand.
What?
Martha, you are the bomb.com. Lady K, go get your ass a burrito.
Yeah.
And she got a, Martha got a burrito in one hand and a beer in the other. A cerveza.
Cerveza. Woman after my own heart. Well, thank you to all the people that are listening to the show. If you are a new listener, please reach out to us on Facebook and let us know. Or you can email the show at fatguyradioshow at gmail.com. And according to sources, I don't think that they're able to communicate with one person on the show via Facebook. Am I wrong?
You're right. I've been banned from Facebook.
All right. Well, that's a good tease right there, Lip. Let's go ahead and start the show.
Radio show.
Just tell our parents we have AV club after school. That'll give us at least a few hours for Operation Mirkwood.
You seriously think that the weirdo knows where Will is?
Just trust me on this, okay? Did you get the supplies?
Yeah. Binoculars from NAM. Army knife, also from NAM. Hammer, camouflage bandana, and the wrist rocket.
You're gonna take out the Demogorgon with a slingshot?
First of all, it's a wrist rocket. And second of all, the Demogorgon's not real. It's made up.
But if there is something out there, I'm gonna shoot it in the eye and blind it.
Dustin, what did you get?
Alrighty. So we've got Nutty Bars, Bazooka, Pez, Smarties, Pringles, vanilla wafers, apple, banana, and trail mix.
Seriously?
We need energy for our travels, for stamina. And besides, why do we even need weapons anyway? We have her.
She shut one door.
With her mind. Are you kidding me? That's insane. Imagine all the other cool stuff she could do.
Idiot. She's not a dog.
Boys, time for school.
Stay down here. Don't make any noise and don't leave. If you get hungry, eat Dustin's snacks, okay?
Michael!
Coming!
From the BDB Radio Network Studios, this is Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze with Philippius and Orly. Counting down the hours until the buffet opens, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
Fat Guy Radio Show heard in 79 countries with over 500,000 downloads worldwide.
That is a lot.
Yes, we are an interactive internet radio show and podcast. Find us free on iTunes and various popular podcast platforms. But the best way is our official Fat Guy Radio Show app. Find it free, exclusively in the iTunes App Store. And of course, everything you'll ever need in your life is on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by our executive producer, Fool Olympias.
Yes.
And Orly, co-host.
That's me.
I am Corey Blaze. It's not all about us. It's about you. So interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show on the Twitter. Like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Simply search Fat Guy Radio Show. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Target, where through the Target banner on our website, you get 20% off kitchen items by entering code KITCHEN at checkout through the Target banner. You can also save up to 40% off clearance patio furniture. If you're anything like me, fall and winter is the best time to be outside. So take advantage of clearance patio furniture from Target. And don't forget, Target offers Fat Guy Radio Show listeners 30% off men's, women's, and kids' outerwear, 20% off plus an extra 10% off home harvest home decor. And when you spend $60 or more on indoor or outdoor Halloween decorations through the Target banner on our website, you'll instantly save $10. Target, expect more, pay less at fatguyradioshow.com/Target, and we thank you in advance. Woohoo, boys!
Yes.
We are back. Welcome back to the showdy. Whoa.
Yes.
We are back.
I'm happy to be here today. We've got a lot of stuff that we want to get to. I mean, we have never had this many little conversation and prep notes before the show, but man, we got so much that we want to get into.
Because the sky was crying today.
Well, you know what I forgot to bring up really quick?
What?
My friend Carmen that's listening.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of have a lot in common. Or we have one thing really big in common.
You both have two kids that you look identically alike.
No, actually, she does have two kids, but her host also is Afro-American.
I'm not African-American. How dare you, you rat bastard! I am not black! You're trying to get me shot by a cop while I'm standing in the middle of the road high on PCP with my hands up? What?
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Anyways, I just had to bring that up.
They let the Negroes on the, I'm sorry. That's kind of cool. Well, you're following in her footsteps and the footsteps lead to doom. Well, everybody, welcome to the show. We got another great one for you. Orly.
Yes, sir.
What is the situation going on with you and the Book of Faces?
Oh, I forgot about that. We just teased it before the break. Now you forgot.
Yeah, that was literally just like 7 minutes ago. What is the issue? Because I'll tell you this. I didn't even know that you were. I knew a little bit of it because you had mentioned that there might be a potential, but I didn't know what the fallout and the actual results of the battle you were having with the Book of Faces until Martha C. Martha tweets the show. Lip responds back to her. I happened to catch the response and I read her message. I'm like, what's going on with you in the Book of Faces? I believe the Book of Faces has sent you to the Down Under.
Yeah. So about a week ago, I get
a week ago.
I get a message from them saying, I don't know if they said I was reported or there is seemed to be a possibility that my name might not be real, what I was using.
Okay.
Which, spoiler alert, Black Sox is not my real last name.
What? What?
And no, I'm not Native American.
What?
A lot of people think,
Black Sox is not your real name? Just when we were about to file a lawsuit against that LA Dodgers or that basketball, baseball, hockey team. What?
No, Black Sox is not my last name.
What? Look at how appalled I am. I was totally visual.
So basically they said, we need to find out if this is your real last name. If not, can you please change it? We won't delete your account, but we will lock you out in a week if we don't get this resolved. So I wrote, they said, unless it's a name that you are used, that you're called by, if your friends call you this name and the people in your life call you this name every day, then it may be okay. So I wrote them back saying, this is the name I use every day.
Yes.
And then I shouldn't have said it, but I said, I do a radio show and I really BS'd them. I said, for the safety of my wife and children, I do not like to put my real last name out there because people might look me up.
Yeah, nobody can spell it either. It's got like 12 letters in it.
So anyways, they wrote me back saying, well, here's some steps on for safety. And they said, if it's a really big safety issue, call 911.
Oh my God.
Wow. They said, or you could block the person, you could report the person. They gave me some options, which they didn't say I could keep the name. So then I said, well, you mentioned like if I do use that name every day, and I do use that name, and they just wrote back. Then somebody actually wrote back. I guess that was computer. It was like, hi, this is Bailey.
You got autoface.
Yeah. This is Bailey and I'm here to help you. And then they said, whatever name you're going to use, we need to see ID, government ID.
What?
They wanted me to upload it, a picture, and if there was anything important I didn't want to show them, to cover it up as I sent it.
So you are literally in a dialogue back and forth with first the Facebook computer.
Yes.
Because Facebook, you know, it's not a multi-billion dollar company. Why have a living, breathing person communicate with you? Until finally you stumped the computer, congratulations, you stumped the Facebook robot and got a real person, allegedly, and it's all over a name. I'll say it for you. Facebook can go F themselves.
Exactly.
That organization is such a pile of dog ass. I mean, it is the stuff that you, get on the bottom of your shoes that make you leave your shoes outside of your home. Yes. That's what Facebook is.
Yes.
And I know that the network is going to be pissed off at me for saying that because they strongly believe that we need to have a presence on Facebook. Well, hell, we're willing to do it, but they won't let us use the names. I can't tell you how many freaking fake-ass Facebook profiles I come across on Facebook at any given time.
Exactly. The only thing I can think of is maybe the black, like, flag them because maybe they think I'm being racist or something.
Okay, is it not true that the media has reported that terrorist cells have communicated to radicalize Americans that are here in America through Facebook?
I know. I'm the least of problems just for having the name Black.
Isn't Bucks. There anything else that little geek punk bitch can come up with?
I saw a good name. Somebody called him Zuckerberg.
Yeah. What can Zuckerberg, isn't there anything else Zuckerberg can do?
No.
Let me go bang his little Asian wife and call it a day.
He just wants to mess with people that don't want to put their real name.
They
said I could
douche.
Make a like page. But then I feel if I have a like page, then I'm trying to like be cool. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like I'm cool enough for a like page. I'm not famous enough for a like page.
So they basically want you to make a fan page.
Yeah.
We already have one. It's called Fat Guy Radio Show.
Exactly. So then I guess I'm going to have to put my real name. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm on a 1 week, at least a 1 week protest. I'm going to Kaepernick it. I've been leaning down on one knee.
Yeah, you're gonna sit
using MySpace instead of Facebook.
You're going to sit during the Facebook national anthem.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
You know what, dude? I feel you. My last post on my Facebook page, that's it. I'm out. Last post. I'm done.
I
can't do it anymore. I can't do
it.
I would have shut the Facebook page down, but the network would have had a heart attack, and I've already given the network enough heart attacks this past week. I can tell you this right now. If you've been paying attention to the news media, it has not been a good week for the Corys. anybody with the name Corey, just anything that you're doing entertainment-wise, don't do it anymore. I'm with you, Orly. I'm out. I've bowed out. I will not post anything else on Facebook.
There you go.
I can't do it because of shenanigans like that. And every time I go on there, they choose. Mark Zuckerberg has completely forgotten what it was like to build this network in a dorm room. He has gotten so he has taken the $1 billion stick of money and shoved it so far up his ass, he can't even remember what it's like to be a little person anymore. And here's the thing. He's in his 30s, so he's an uber douche. So his uber douchedom is really starting to roll over into Facebook. I'm ready for the next big thing. I'm ready for the next big thing.
Fat Guy Radio Show is the next big thing.
Fat Guy Radio Show is the next big thing, but we're not a social network. We need another social network. Reddit won't do it because there's too many child touchers on Reddit. Tumblr won't do it because it's just a place where they allow you to post up nudie pictures of kids.
Well, there's other... I feel like other things have came along, but they're kind of a different type. You know what I mean? Nothing's came. Like, there was MySpace, and then Facebook took over, like, you know what I mean, was the next big thing because it was kind of alike. I mean, we've had Twitter come out, Instagram, Snapchat, so Periscope, but they're all different kind of than Facebook. I think that's why everybody keeps Facebook.
Someone needs to come behind them and actually duplicate what Facebook did with a 10% difference so that there isn't any type of copyright infringement or whatever, or plagiarism that will take place. Someone needs to just do exactly what Facebook did with a twist.
Yep.
With a small twist.
So if you're a nerdy listener that is sitting in their mom's basement right now.
Yeah.
And doing some kind of like computer stuff, try to come up with something.
I find Facebook.
Get off the porn and try to come up with a new social media network.
Yeah. Put your thingy back in your pants and get out of the basement. I find Facebook completely worthless at this point. There is nothing that it has no value to me whatsoever. Everything is ad driven. And you know what? And that's bad for me to say because our show was built on our Facebook profile and on our social media profile. But when we dig down into our metrics on this show, and I've said it, it's very well documented on this show, hello, listener Gail, that we get more traction from Twitter than we do Facebook. We have more interactions from Twitter than Facebook, believe it or not, because Facebook controls everything. They control what you do personally, and they control what small businesses do that are trying to get their brand and their name out there. And I think that's unfair because if Facebook remembered at one point, they were a small business.
Yeah. And I feel they don't really they don't filter. Like, for instance, I had two buddies that were kind of arguing, like, as a joke. They were going back and forth with something, you know?
Yeah.
And one of them reported the other one as having nude photos on his page, and they blocked his page. So, like, but it wasn't even legit, and they're still blocking. You know what I mean? So I feel like they're not, for being such a big company, they're not really going into detail and finding out.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I could see if my name was hurting somebody, but what was it doing? It was doing nothing wrong.
Exactly. What was it doing? That's the problem. Some algorithm was ran. I can tell you exactly what happened. Some computer somewhere in the Facebook compound ran an algorithm that some nerd from ITT Technical Institute with his $700,000 degree hanging on the wall came up with an algorithm that Facebook had never had before. He went in there. He got his Johnson licked on by Zuckerberg. He implemented the new algorithm and your profile popped up in there. And it said, this is no way that this guy can have the same last name as a very popular baseball, basketball, hockey team.
The only other thing I can think of, too, is remember a week ago I made a comment on Apple's page and I had like 9,000 likes on it. Maybe that flagged for some reason. They're like, hey.
Okay, so you got something that was popular.
Exactly.
So be it.
So they shut you down.
So they shut you down for, and you know what? That's what Facebook does. That's their MO. When you become popular, if you're not paying for it, they're going to turn you down.
That's why they want me to have a like page because then you could boost your posts and, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can boost. You can boost your posts for $5. A day.
Not boosting nothing.
And then when you boost it for $5 a day, and you know what? One of the hosts of Tech 411, Todd Moore, a friend of mine, friend of Oscar Santana, the Michael Mara show, he had a big, huge rant over Facebook. You spend so much money on ads, on trying to get your products out there. What's the end game? Man, what is the end game when it comes to Facebook? Facebook is larger than life because we've made it larger than life. But I'm telling you, something is in the works. There is some other non-sexed student at Yale right now coming up with the next big thing. And when it rolls out, we will forget Facebook just like we forgot MySpace, even after Justin Timberlake tried to go and take it over.
Yep.
Yes. I don't know. I mean, honestly, I feel like, I mean, there's times where I'm like, oh, I wish I had it back. It's only been like 3 days, but 4 days. But then again, I'm like, I feel like I wasn't addicted to Facebook, but I feel like I'm not on my phone as much. Like, I'm not scared to admit that, you know?
Yeah,
I mean?
But the thing is that it's for what it's intended for, or what it was designed for, it doesn't serve that purpose exactly. any longer. So you know what? I think you're better for it. I say you leave it down. And if it wasn't for Fat Guy Radio Show's page, I would shut mine down. But the Fat Guy Radio Show fan page is connected to my page.
Exactly.
And then if I shut it down, then Lip will be left with it. And God knows he wants nothing to do with our social media page.
It'll be dusty fast.
It will be dusty fast. It wouldn't happen. So since you have all this extra time on your hands with, you know, not being on Facebook, I suggest that you throw a party, because according to your Instagram page, you like to throw parties.
Oh. Ooh. Parties,
right?
Sure.
Okay, good. You're gonna have a network party at your house, and everybody's gonna come, from me, Philippius, your Orly, Ryan Scott, and Daniel Taylor, and then I'm gonna bring Lil Fella and Sydney as well.
What about Stinky Pete down the hall?
Stinky Pete can't come because Stinky Pete stinks.
That's good.
Yeah, we're gonna have a party at your house. So I am tired of logging onto my Instagram page and seeing Orly and all of his Orlyites crowded around your immensely laid out chateau black socks out there, wherever the hell it is. So I have come to an agreement with myself, not including anyone else. We're going to have a network party at your house, and you're going to host, and you're going to serve nothing but meat.
Meat. Even though I'm a vegetarian?
Even though you're a vegetarian. Meat, meat, meat. And DT wanted to make sure that you understand that he loves ice cream, even though he's lactose intolerant.
Oh.
So we're going to serve ice cream. How many toilets do
poop
you have?
I was going to say, and poop my toilets.
How many
up?
Toilets?
Three.
Three. Okay. Lip, you
yes.
get one
uh-huh.
after you have a Martha burrito. I get one after I've gone to Filiberto's. And then DT will get one. Please tell me one of the bathrooms are in your master suite.
Yeah.
I get that one.
Do I have an option with this, or are you guys just gonna randomly show up?
No, we're gonna pick a date. We're gonna choose a date, but you don't have any options, or you don't have any input on what's gonna happen. You're just gonna do and meet all of our demands.
You realize I have the Ring doorbell, so I can see you guys on video and not answer.
Yeah, that's fine. You're gonna know we're gonna be there. We're gonna tell you when we're gonna be there, okay. And we're gonna live stream the whole time. We can't live stream on Facebook because you're not on it, and neither am I.
We'll do it on Twitter, though.
We could do it on Twitter. Yeah.
Can we do live stream on Twitter?
I've been seeing some live stuff on Twitter,
like Periscope, or is it just like a video?
There's a new live feature.
Well, I don't need Facebook then. That's one of the reasons.
Exactly.
At Facebook.
So we're gonna crash the Orly pad. Lip, what do you want there? What do you want? What do you want at the party? Let's party plan right now, Lip. What do you want to see at the Orly Has No Options Party 2016?
I want nachos.
Nachos
with a lot of cheese everywhere.
Lots of cheese. What you want? Chicken on those nachos?
No.
Orly, if I were you, I'd be writing this down.
Ground beef on that nacho.
Ground
the
beef.
Mexican style.
You know what? We're going to kick it up a little bit, because Orly, he's got deep pockets. Ground chuck. Orly.
Oh.
Ground chuck on the nacho. He thinks this is a joke.
Until everybody shows
he
up.
He thinks this is a radio bit. Oh. You're going to know we're coming. We're just going to expect all of this.
That's all right.
Okay? So ground chuck. Now, ground what chuck. We will do, because we are not Lip, you and I, and Ryan Scott, and Daniel Taylor, we are not bad house guests. I can't speak for little fella AJ and Sydney. They're teenagers. Please put away all your breakables. However,
our bubble wrap.
We will show up with all the alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
All the alcohol. Is there a problem with having alcohol in your house? Okay, I'm glad that we got that cleared up. So it will be all alcohol. Every level of alcohol you can think of, I will have an Uber that will drive me to the helicopter that will, Lady K says we need queso too. Write that down. Queso.
If Lady K flies out here.
No. No, you have nothing.
Then
to
I will
say.
Have the party.
No, absolutely not. You're gonna have the party whether you want to or not.
I think he's scared of you, Lady K.
No, I'm not scared of
he's
Lady
scared
K.
He's scared you're gonna touch his danger zone.
Hey,
light switch.
Highway to the danger zone. No, Lady K. If you want to fly out, you come on right ahead and fly out.
There you go.
Guest list. Lip, do you have anybody special that you would like to have there?
My whole family.
Your whole entire... His house is not that big. We're not,
I've been to his house.
We're not going to put that... I know, and I'm not going to get into that because you know that's going to piss me off that you guys already had a party and I wasn't even aware of it. So you know what?
Oh, he wasn't aware of it.
You know what, Lip? You're out. You're not going. You know what?
You've just been uninvited.
You go to Filiberto's and have a hachacha drink.
I'll be live. Having a hot cha-cha drink.
You have a hot cha-cha drink and try to catch that baby that's going to fall out of that girl that you just met 2 weeks ago. Listen, 2 weeks ago. Back to the party. Orly, according to the images that you have placed up on Instagram, your kitchen is of large size. Therefore, I will need an entire pig.
Oh, what size of pig?
20 pounds.
That's small.
That's a small pig.
That's a small pig?
That's a small pig.
Oh.
You're looking like 500 pounds. You need a
pigs,
hog.
Pigs get 500 pounds?
Heck yeah. As look a lip. At you. He's got one buried in his backyard right now.
Orly, I need a Martha off the Twitter says, blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the We're bringing a lot of alcohol. I'm going to get pissed poor drunk. Do you have a nice area rug in your living room?
I do.
Okay, do you have a good dry cleaner? Because there's a good chance I'm going to puke on it.
I don't.
See, here's the thing. You have a pool?
No.
No pool?
We have a community pool. That's even better. You guys can go throw yourselves in there.
We're pissing in the community pool. We are pissing in the community
there's
pool.
There's going to be some logs.
There's. We're throwing everybody into... Lady K is going to take the time off. She's already bought her plane tickets.
Ha-ha.
Lady K is going to be here. Lady K, you have to wear a licorice bikini in the community pool. So I hope you're okay with that, because I will have mine on.
Corey's going to wear a three-piece.
I'm going to wear a three-piece.
It's two pieces and then a blindfold you can put over your eyes. You don't have to see them.
Two nips and a string.
Wow.
Two nips and a string. Okay, let's see. Daniel Taylor had some requests as well. He wants ice cream.
Okay.
He would also like one of those Dora the Explorer jumper houses.
Okay. Is that a racist remark? Because
yes.
I'm Mexican?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Lip, you got really excited about that Dora the Explorer jumper, didn't
oh, yeah.
you? I
For
mean,
sure.
you're not going to.
You know it's a Mexican party if you got a bounce house.
Oh, dude.
They call them Brinca Brincas.
Okay, Lip, if he gets the bounce house, then you have to wear the Borat mankini.
The Borat?
The Borat.
What is that?
You don't know what it is? No. Don't worry. Just agree to put it on, and I'll buy it for you.
Okay, sure.
There you go.
There you go. Borat's gonna be there.
I'm gonna put one on too.
Okay.
He's gonna Google search Borat Mankini,
yeah.
And he's gonna run out of me. Ryan Scott wanted to invite about 700 of his temple goers.
Oh, he'll be right at home then, because my whole neighborhood's Mormon.
See, there you go. Oh crap, then I can't go. What? Yeah. Okay.
The police will be there in no time.
The police will be there. So we want a large barbecue. Lips wants nachos.
Yeah.
We're going to have an immense amount of beer. Two random people we don't even know. So
we're
Lip,
just going to find them on the street.
Just find somebody and you bring them. I'm going to find somebody and bring them. Martha's going to show up in a birthday suit.
Oh.
The Twitter is blowing up right now. Everybody's giving me ideas. Okay. I already got the bounty house in, Jay. Whoever you are. Jay says get a bounty house. That's your thing. Bounty house in the Borat Mankini sounds fun. Yeah. See, I told you.
Yeah.
I told you, Lip. That's what you do. Or you have all these notes written down.
I do.
All right. Very good. And your wife and your kids will have to be there, and they will have to really see how we are. We will not be mannered, but we will say please and thank you after we curse.
There you go.
Two or three times. Now, what will we watch on the television for entertainment, Lip? Porn. I got it. I need porn. But no, I'm kidding. The kids are there.
In the house.
The kids are there. No.
It's going to be a PG party.
PG?
PG.
G. No. PG-13.
PG.
PG-21.
He clearly has no clue who we are. Lip, what are we going to watch on TV? We need a movie.
He's going to say novellas.
No. I don't even know what those are.
Oh, reruns of Family Feud.
There you go.
That's what we'll watch. Reruns of Family
Just
Feud.
Just put that favorite channel on that you like.
Yes, the Game Show Network.
There
they
you
play
go.
It over and oh, Lady K has a tip in. Since you don't have a pool in the backyard, we're going to need a game of cornhole. also known as bags.
Oh, we do. Yeah, I could do that.
You got bags? Okay.
And I thought she was going to say slip and slide. I was going to tell her, there ain't no grass here in Arizona.
Yeah, cornhole. And also, Jay off of Twitter, I don't know who you are, Jay, but thanks for chiming in. Jay says that we should make Stranger Things sounds in the baby monitor while the other baby monitor's in the garage. Make it sound like it's the down under in your garage.
The upside down.
The upside down.
The have upside that music down playing. That's creepy garage. Music. We should have that playing.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, the upside down in Orly's garage. Okay, so Orly, you got it all? You got it all checked?
I got it all. Party's ready to go. All
right, we're going to get it done. We're going to do it on what's the most inconvenient night to have a party at your house?
Christmas.
We're going to be there Christmas Day. No, we're going to do it on a Saturday so that, I'm really nice and hungover for church on Sunday.
There you go. Okay? Mid-November, my mom will be there. I'm sure she'll enjoy
it. Oh, dude, please let your mom be there. Oh my God. Mama Black Sox. Hell to the yeah. Does she dance?
She does.
Oh, I'm dancing with Mama Black Sox Lip.
Yeah.
And Lip, you have to, at some point throughout the night, make Orly's wife extremely uncomfortable by forcing your girl to do something.
Oh.
I don't know, like go into the kitchen and like clank a lot of dishes around or go into a drawer that she shouldn't go into, or send her into the bathroom, make her come out of the bathroom and then ask Orly's wife about something that's in the medicine cabinet. Right? I think that's how we should do it. All right, it's all set. It's set. A BDB Radio Network party at Orly's house.
Open to the public.
Beer pong, Martha with the tipping. Beer pong.
Beer pong table. I have one.
You have
We're
one?
We're good to go.
I'm playing your kid. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Time to say it out loud. All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Hello from Halo 6. Ladies and gentlemen, the premier electronic cigarette company offering American-made e-liquids and flavors to match any smoker's desires. Halo 6 is not a tobacco company turned e-cig provider. They are the leading electronic cig company providing a seamless and easy way to switch from traditional tobacco to electronic cigarettes. I made the switch and it was easy. Make my choice of e-liquid, of course, is Sub-Zero. I am the Sub-Zero hero, and my module is now the Triton Tank 2, which I have here, and it's very strange because on Monday night when I was here getting screamed at in the conference room, the producer of Full Court Press Radio came in and grabbed it right out of my hand, and Ryan Scott used it on his show and put it off as his producer's e-cig, and that's not the fact. So it kind of made me creepy that the producer of Full Court Press Radio had my e-cig with them. But I was here, and he took it while I was crying in the conference room. But if you want to take a look at the new Triton Tank system, Triton Tank 2, you can do so at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors or by clicking the Halo 6 banner on fatguyradioshow.com, and we thank you in advance. So welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back.
There are a lot of things that I want to get to on the show. Let's do it. Let's dive into it right now. Stranger Things. We talked about it last week. Orly, where are you on the Stranger Things process, buddy?
I finished.
You finished all eight episodes?
All eight.
Okay. Lip, where are you at?
Still on intro.
You have no intentions on watching it, do you?
No, I tried to watch it, and then, of course, I fell asleep again.
You know you're not going to get any sleep when your baby comes, right?
Of course.
You better enjoy
it now,
buddy.
That's why I'm trying to sleep now.
Your life is over, dude. Why don't you try to have some fun? Like watching Stranger Things.
I'll watch it on my way home.
I feel like he should leave the room for this segment.
Almost. If he wasn't pushing the ones and twos over there, screwing up the sound of the show, I'd have him leave, but I can't. So, Orly, I guess it's just on me and you. Lip, don't worry about it. It's fine.
I just got to listen. That's all. I can hear everything that happens.
Yeah, just listen. Because we're going to spoil it for you right now. Spoiler alert, you dick. I know. Spoiler alert. Orly.
Yes, sir.
What'd you think? You saw the whole thing. Honestly, what did you think? Don't fall prey to what I say.
I'm not.
What?
I think we're going to be on different pages.
You want to think about that for a second?
No, I've been reading the internet a lot, the intranet, and a lot of people are just loving the show.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to say I hate the show, but I'm gonna say
a little different.
Yeah.
Lady K thinks that it's really wonderful that you got 8 episodes in a week. Lady K, with my life, I watch them all on a Sunday afternoon. They're only 47 minutes long, baby girl.
No, I think, okay, I'll put it this way. Yes. I would be okay with it being done with. Like, almost like a movie. Like, it just had to have...
Like, if they finished it?
Yeah, like, I think it could have been done with. I knew they threw a few things out there to make it go into another season, but I felt that it... I would be happy with it being over with. Not in a... It didn't suck, but it wasn't, like, awesome. I think I hung in there watching it all because I was curious to see what was going to happen next, but okay. Not because I was loving it.
See, it started off slow for me. It literally started off slow. The first episode really creeped along. But when you really dive into it and you get into it, the first episode needed to be at that rhythm in order to set the rest of those episodes up.
Yeah.
It there's so many layers to it, dude. I'm watching it again. There's so many layers to it, and I have never enjoyed a Netflix or online TV show like this in a very long time. Dude, I've said it on the show. The thing that I've been watching on Netflix is repeats of Roseanne, repeats of Scrubs, and repeats of Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Those are the things that are kind of stuck in my
head. Are you
Netflix.
A sci-fi guy, though? Like, kind of nerdy sci-fi weirdo?
I am a little nerdy on the sci-fi.
See, I'm not. I think that's why I couldn't... Like, I'm not really into the...
You couldn't, like, track with it?
I mean, kind of. Like, I'm trying to, like it. I mean, I like it. It's okay. But like I said, if it was over with, it would have been a good movie. I guess it would have been a good movie. I just don't know what they're going to do with it next.
So you just... Oh, dude, there's so many different levels on where they can go from here. Was Will a psychic? How was Will communicating to his mom through the lights? And the other girl wasn't able to communicate. How come Will was able to do it? But I always forget her freaking name.
11? L?
Not 11.
The mom?
No, the girl from the school.
Nancy.
No, not Nancy.
Oh, the one that died the one that disappeared?
The one that died. I got all the characters
Brenda,
here up in front
but it's
of,
not
I got all the characters up here in front of me, and she's not listening at the top for some reason. Anyway, Barbara. Why wasn't Barb able to communicate, and she wasn't able to? I mean, dude, there are so many levels. And then at the end, episode 8, why did he put the package with the waffle in the case in the same part of the forest where they were able to access the upside down?
Yeah, I guess it has me questioning, I guess, to see now. It wants me to watch it, but I'm not because I love it. I think it's starting to get too sci-fi-y for me. Is that a word?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, the sci-fi. Whole alien, like, I just feel like it was cool, and then it was kind of like,
But see, the only, if I did have a critical point on it, which I know it's very, and this is going to be a stretch, the only criticism that I would have for it is the alien wasn't as believable as I expected it to be. There was a lot of buildup to what the alien was, but then I didn't understand why the alien moved so fast in the woods and was able to get on wheels so fast to drag him to the upside down. But then yet when Nancy crawled through the tree, why was she able to tiptoe through the portal and the alien not hear her?
Maybe Will had blood on him because remember the whole blood thing?
Yeah. And then also at the end, Will threw up a piece of the little thing.
Yeah. Makes you think what?
Is
part of one? Is he not?
So is he like stuck between the two worlds or the two dimensions?
I guess my biggest question was the cop. What did you know how you like they came to take him away and he kind of just like agreed with it? I wonder if he made some kind of deal.
That exactly.
You know what I mean? That kind of part.
He had to do some type of barter maneuver in order for, because he did a lot of freaky stuff. He did a lot of stuff that he shouldn't have did by confronting that guy when they found the body in the lake. Lip is completely checked out right now. It's okay. When they found the body in the lake, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He confronted that guy in the bar. So I would imagine that he had to. So there's so many unanswered questions, but there also are answered questions as far as what happened. And you know what? Everybody thinks that Barb is dead, but is she?
I don't know.
You see, it's those types of things that's got me all in.
Another thing, too, not to go too crazy if people aren't watching, but Barb.
If people aren't watching it, I don't know what the hell you're doing.
Barb, like when he saw. I think Will saw her, right? Or who saw? 11 saw her, right? Remember the snake? Was that her? Was that Barb when the snake came out of the mouth? When they had her in the pool in the gymnasium and she went into that.
Yes. When they built the sensory deprivation.
Yeah, that body she saw reminded me of the same body that the cop saw when he pulled out the thing and cut that body open. What body was that? That wasn't Will. It didn't look like Will.
There was a dummy body that was in the morgue.
Oh, okay. So it was just, but that looked like the same face that was in the one that they saw.
Yeah, I didn't catch that.
Watch that next time.
I'm going to have to because I'm watching it now.
Because it was stuffed and I was like, was that Barb? I was lost. I was like, was that his daughter? Because like, remember, I was like, maybe he never like buried his daughter. You know right. what I mean? I was confused.
It was, and off the Twitter, Martha says, I'm curious to see if 11 ever goes back for the food at the inn after the chief or sheriff placed it in that box in the woods.
Or is it another kid?
Or is it Will? Is there a half a Will that's still in the Upside Down?
Maybe.
There are just so many levels to this story. It's phenomenal. And I love the fact that we have the music.
No, it's cool, but it's like I didn't love it, but hopefully the second season could. I just hope it doesn't get too alien-ish, which I think it's going to get worse.
Okay.
And as far as your thing about the alien wasn't believable, I get a lot of people that say that with movies, and to me, I'm like, have we really seen an alien? So then how do you know what an alien looks
well,
like?
Well, yeah, that's true, but it kind of like it when they, I think if they would have left an air of mystery to it.
Yeah, I don't like when movies show it.
Yeah.
If they do, it should be at the very end. Not
and
like,
then, did those government people die in the hallway?
Government?
The government. Did the government people die in the hallway?
I think so. They had bloody eyes.
But blood attracted it.
And there was a lot of guns shooting around. Yeah, so I think they got all eaten up.
And then how come if blood attracted the alien, why did the alien go for Will? Will was not bleeding.
We don't know he wasn't bleeding. We never really showed him.
When the alien chased him into the shed, Will was not bleeding.
Oh, he did see. Oh, I forgot about that part.
Yeah, he was not bleeding.
It was just the light, and then it went off. Yeah,
it was just the light. So, and then what is the tie-in from the alien being released with the discovery of 11? You see? I'm geeking out!
I guess the other thing, too, was I'm surprised they killed off the old dude or whatever he was, the, like, main guy, kind of, for that laboratory.
Yeah, that's interesting, but then that may play to the fact that the sheriff
is like,
because
the dude.
What better way would it be other than to have the sheriff of the city that has the lab or whatever it is
to be the new guy running it?
To be the new guy running it, because now you've got all your angles covered.
True. He's going to have to wait and see.
He could throw people off in the city, in the town, and he could cover up everything that's going on in there because he went really, really far.
What I like, though, real quick, is I like how they kind of started to show, like, the mom was crazy. She made you think she was crazy.
Winona Ryder.
Yeah, and then you started to see that she was really seeing something, and then the cop started to see stuff, and then Nancy started to see stuff, and then her and the brother, I don't know his name.
Let me get that for you.
They kind of came to a conclusion that they saw something crazy. Uh-huh. And it was kind of like they all were finally seeing the same thing, but they weren't all putting it together yet. And that was what had me kind of anxious. Like, oh, are they all going to tell each other? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that kind of had me on the edge of my beanbag.
IMDb is the worst. I can't find the brother's name. It's not Will Byers. It's something else.
Yeah, I can't think of his name. The weirdo guy with the camera.
Yeah, he was one of my favorite characters.
I hated her boyfriend guy.
Yeah, he was a douche.com / he should have been eating.
He was the typical 80s douchebag from movies.
And the vapid ass police officers.
Yeah.
Those guys or the sheriffs were annoying after a while. And I'm like, of course they would put the Negro in the in that thing. But dude, if people have watched it by now, it's all of Ray's. Here's the thing, after show, and this is the last thing we'll say on it, we'll move on. After show antics, I think the kids are overexposed. Because they're gonna come back with season 2 and season 3, they were on the Emmys. They walk the red carpet. They've done press. They've done media. And they're really everywhere. And I think that they're overexposing it because I'm going to have a hard time after seeing all the kids out in the public. I'm going to have a hard time. His name was Will, according to Martha. I'm going to have a hard time seeing.
The brother? No, the Will's brother, right?
Will's brother. Yeah, Will's brother, Martha. Not Will, the one that was taken. I'm going to have a hard time seeing 11 as 11.
Talking.
talking. Did you know that she has an English accent?
Yeah, I saw that on something. Yeah. But well, see, well, that's the thing too. If they have her at all these award shows,
Mike.
No, Mike's still a little kid.
Martha, what the hell?
No,
you can Mike's live a little tweet kid, us at yeah. Fat Guy Radio Show.
So no. Here's my thing. Like, I understand she was a big part of the first season, so they have her out there.
Yeah.
But I feel like I didn't really see Will, so he's not... I mean, you would think he's coming back. Like, he wasn't at the Emmys, right? It was just the little black kid.
Yeah, but the little black kid, the reason... the little black kid and the...
It was 11, it was the little kid with no teeth, and it was the black kid at the Emmys. I think it was just them three, right?
Yeah.
So why wasn't Will there if he's a big part of this show?
Oh, Liz, I'm sorry. Liz was chiming in on Facebook and we are on Twitter. Liz, I apologize that we didn't get to some of your comments. She was talking about the Facebook issue. So, yes, Liz, we recognize that. And she makes a very good point that a private company could come in and establish their own rules, just to kind of backtrack to Facebook. I would agree with you. There are a lot of loose parts to the show,
but then maybe they're throwing us off.
Yeah, but they're throwing us off. But I'm going to have a hard time dialing back into it, even though I will. By seeing who the kids really are, I think if they would have left a little bit of mystery when it comes to the kids, then it would be a little bit more believable. Now Martha's saying it's Jonathan.
There it is.
Her next guess is going to be Matthew, and then after that,
Philippians,
and then John, Jacob, Jingleheimer, Schmidt. His name is my name too.
Yeah, but if you haven't checked it out, check it out. Even if you don't like sci-fi like I don't,
dude,
but it's still pretty cool. Check it out.
Definitely check
it out. Only
8
episodes.
And
Netflix.
Unlike Lady K, you can knock it out all in one day. You can definitely knock it out all in one day. Orly?
Yes.
I am not proud of this, but I had the ultimate fat guy breakdown. My pants fit, and this new shirt does too. But I had the ultimate fat guy. I'm calling it the Uber fat guy moment of my life on Friday. After everything that went down last Thursday, there were a lot of emotions, but I had the meltdown of all meltdowns.
Like meltdown as you went crazy or meltdown as you like broke down crying?
Meltdown as in food consumption.
You ate a lot? More than usual?
More than usual. I think... at the end of this, there may or may not have been somewhere close to 6,000 calories consumed.
See, but the good thing with I don't think you're like a super big person, but a good thing about being kind of bigger is I feel if you eat like a lot or crazy, like I feel like I can hide it. Yeah, like it doesn't really add on.
Here's the thing:
it's like you hit a certain point and you're not going to get much bigger than that.
No. The skin has elasticity and it's going to continue to stretch. Here's the thing: I'm a big dude. If I gave out the weight number, you'd be surprised at the weight number. You'd be surprised at the weight number. But I carry it very well.
Okay,
Yeah, I carry my weight very well. I mean, because there are sloppy fat dudes and there are sloppy fat chicks.
You don't stink.
That's good. Yeah, I don't stink. I know I have mantis.
You don't have cheese stuck in between your chichis.
I don't have cheese stuck between my chichis.
Well, maybe.
I don't have a turkey leg down in there. You know what I'm saying? I know how to be fat and how to make fat look acceptable. I'm not saying that you should accept it, but I know how to make fat. Hey, I make fat sexy.
So you're not maxed out? Are you maxed out? Or you could be bigger.
Oh, I could totally be bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw a lady when I worked at a retail store back in the day.
Yeah.
She was in a wheelchair, in a muumuu. In a muumuu.
See, that proves that I could get bigger because I'm not in a wheelchair.
And she was like, "Can you help me, sir?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then she had that little basket full of food, just that little front basket.
And damn well she needed 8 of those.
Her muumuu was dropping low. So her fat cleavage was there. And I saw, you ever shred cheese in some states? Let me finish.
You just said fat people and cheese, and that's just funny.
You ever shred cheese and a few sprinkles sprinkle on the counter? You don't quite clean up right before dinner, before you're done eating.
Yeah.
So you go back later and it kind of melts and gets a little greasy and stuck to the counter.
Uh-huh.
Well, she had that kind of cheese stuck to her teats. She was probably about 70 years old, about 450 pounds, and she had melted cheese teeth.
She needs to just go ahead and sashay right off this planet and make room for us pretty fat people. Yeah. I do. Thank you, Lady K. I carry my weight very well. I have trained myself over the years how to pose for pictures, what to wear, and I say this all the time. This is one of my top 10 rules of being fat. Fat guys, if you have boobs, tuck them down. There is nothing that is more disgusting than seeing a fat dude wearing a shirt where you can see fat nip. Nobody wants to see your fat nipples. And white dudes, nobody wants to see your nasty pink nipples either through your white pastel shirts. Fat people stay out of pastel.
You hide it. My wife even was like, Corey's not very big. And I was like, well, maybe it's the camera angle. I was like, he's not huge, but you can't see. Yeah, your body shape's kind of like,
right.
You're kind of thin at top. Okay. You kind of got the Jabba the Hutt.
I'm gonna
you know, he kind of slides out to the side.
I'm gonna write my number down. This is not for radio. I'm gonna write my current weight down, and you're gonna S-can. I'm telling you, you're gonna ask Ken. Now, this is a true.
Let me write down what I think you are.
Okay, write down what you think it is. Write it down. We're gonna take a break right here because this is not where I want to go.
Stand for me. Can I see your Jabba bottom?
Let's take a break. And on the other side of this, folks, Orly guesses Corey's weight. Now, you have to write it down. We're not going to reveal these numbers, okay? Because I don't want to be too embarrassed. So, all right, we'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio. All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy, Extremely Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey! You know what's coming up, folks? This is really important. The holidays are upon us, believe it or not.
Yep.
It is going to be October before you know it. The holidays are upon us, and this is a time of year where we need you like we've never needed you before. On Amazon, and that's the wrong slide on Ustream, I apologize. On Amazon, folks, do all of your holiday shopping through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. It's where I do all my holiday shopping. It's where Lip does all of his holiday shopping, and it's the place where Orly is going to do all his holiday shopping so he can see those Amazon delivery guys drive up on his Ring.com doorbell. Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon is going to offer you the best deals ever. Get everything. Candy for Halloween is coming up on Amazon. I was in a store that may or may not rhyme with Flaw Cart, and I looked at their candy aisle because I had to go there and get a last minute seasoning. It's the only reason why I didn't order it, because I needed it.
It's right next to Yak in the Rocks.
It's right next to Yak in the Rocks. But I went in there and I looked at their candies, and some of their big, large candy bags were like anywhere from $10 to $12 a piece.
That's expensive.
And that's really expensive when they're the little candies, but the big bags. If you want to get there's nothing better. The kids of your neighborhood would love you if you give out full-size candy bars at Halloween. Oh, yeah. And you can get a box of those suckers or 30 of them on Amazon for cheaper than you can get two of those big bags of little candy bars at your local grocery store. Look it up. Do it. I promise you, you will find a deal. And when you do, do it through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And the reason why you do that is because Amazon kicks us down a couple of pennies of every dollar you spend. So if you spend $500, we get maybe 50 cents. If you spend $10,000, we get maybe $1.70. I'm not kidding you. The numbers are really that piddle. So that's why you also have to share the link. So you're spending $500, your neighbor's spending $500, your boss is spending $500, your boss's boss is spending $500. And then before you know it, we can come here and do a show for you 5 days a week. Lady K, can you imagine that? That's five Corys. Count them. Five Corys a week. All your shopping.
There's more.
But there's more at fatguyradioshow.com. All right, welcome back to the segment that is going to trump and kill my self-consciousness.
I know, I feel like I should lower my number.
And my self-esteem. No, write it down. I'm going to give him a little bit of writing music there, Lip, so that we know what he's writing. If you're just joining us on live stream, I had the epic of all epic meltdowns on this past Friday
but
night.
But was it good?
It was worth it, but it should have never happened. Lady K says, holy crap, five.
should have had guests to help you devour.
No, the reason why that fat guy moment was so bad lip is because I was alone. That's what made it even doubly bad. Mm. Orly, there ain't that many damn numbers known in the human race. How many numbers are you writing?
I was drawing your picture while I was at it.
Okay, do I need to? I don't want to stand up. Do I need to stand up?
No, I think we're good.
You can gauge it because I do look different when I'm sitting down because everything is kind of like right now the gravity is helping me look skinnier and that's why I wear black shirts.
Right now you look like...
Don't tell me the number. Just show me the number. Here. Okay. All right. Pass that over here.
I hope I don't hurt your feelings.
I carry it very well and I'm not.
Not that much?
Nope.
That's good.
No.
I went higher.
I was at some point. I'm going to write
down.
And
I'm not saying I think you're that. I just wanted to
go. Is that how I appear, though?
No, because you said you hide it well. So I'm like, all right, maybe he's higher than. Lip's looking at me like, damn, but you're right.
You see the number, Lip? Look. You see the number there?
Am I way off?
Yeah.
Am I? Now I feel kind of bad.
Well, no, don't feel bad. It's just that I just hide it very well. Okay, so I wrote the real number, and that is as of Friday before last.
It wasn't like I made you 500 pounds over.
No,
what
you didn't. But even that number, the true number that I gave you, even though you overestimated, so I must not do as well of a job as I think I do.
Well, about 2 years ago, I was only about 50 pounds less than you.
And probably about 7 years ago, I was 5 pounds higher than the number you originally wrote.
Ooh.
Yep.
I wish I knew you then.
No, you don't.
Cool. I'd poke you with a pencil. Stuff in cracks so you couldn't find it.
I was angry. I was fat.
Hungry.
Hungry. I had cheese under my nips.
Breathe a lot? Like,
dude, I was a mouth breather. I snored. It was horrible. So anyway, so the fat guy, uber fat guy moment, Orly. A normal person goes to a fast food restaurant, gets their order, goes home.
I already know this is going.
Oh, boy.
My fat ass did that and some.
You went another place.
Not... Martha thinks I look like I'm 180 to 190. Martha, you're in the Christmas list, but these Ustream cameras are, and the lighting in the studio aid in the fact that you think I'm 190 pounds. But if you see me in person, which I'm sure you will have the opportunity to, I am a tank ass. And thank you very much for putting me under the 2 bills. If I was under 2 bills right now, I'd probably be naked. Anyway. Normal people go to one drive-thru and call it a night, go home, eat their little burger meal, and go to bed.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but I think after the emotional meltdown that I had on Thursday that I shouldn't have had, Friday, it kind of all hit me because my phone was blowing up, the network was asking questions, I had to justify some things, blah, blah, blah. And I know that Culver's, free plug for Culver's, has this new chicken sandwich out.
What?
But... I don't like Culver's' ice cream, and I'm not a fan of Culver's French fries, but I am a fan of their onion rings, but yet I wanted French fries.
Man, how many places did you go to?
Well, he needed ice cream from one place, hamburger from this one.
So the fat guy, uber fat guy moment was the chicken sandwich at Culver's with a soda and onion rings.
Right.
Then whip the car up the street to McDonald's to get a large fry and 2 more triple cheeseburgers.
Jeez.
Because the deal was $5.
And did you eat it all?
Of course he ate it all.
At fries, I was kind of like, man,
God.
He had to get fries somewhere else, but 2 more triple cheeseburgers?
Dude, this...
You're going to be at that number I wrote down in no time.
Dude. This is not a shining moment in my life. Oh, God, I am sweating profusely right now. I am so uncomfortable.
And it smells like cheeseburgers.
I had consumed the chicken sandwich from Culver's, the onion rings, the medium Pepsi.
Let's take a break and we'll get to get through all these names.
The large fry from McDonald's. So we're now up to 2 drive-thrus, by the way. The large fry from McDonald's and both triple cheeseburgers from McDonald's, all in less than 45 minutes.
Did your heart hurt?
I was uncomfortable after that, but for some reason, I know what it was. I needed to eat my emotions, and I did. And it was, I do not condone nor encourage anybody to do this. That's why I'm bringing it up on the show. We bear it all on the show. And this was an uber fat guy moment because that was way overkill. Orly,
yep.
That whole thing cost me, I believe, $23 because Culver's is not cheap.
Yeah, it's like a restaurant, right?
Yeah, it is. It's up there. But that's everything was good. And while I was eating it, I was alone. I was by myself. And here's the bad, the uber bad part.
You fell asleep right after.
I did, because it was at 11 o'clock at night.
Jeez. Mm.
The worst possible time to eat fast food.
You're like the worst role model ever.
Dude, I had a low, low moment.
Did you like the next day or when you were done, did you have that feeling of like, I know like back in my wild days, mm-hmm. you would have too much drinks and you're like, I'm never doing that again. You know, like the next morning, like so that's you're the last asking, time.
Did I have any regret the next morning?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I felt great, got up, and went on with my life. I had eaten my emotions, and I had moved on. It literally just was so of a high, so of a heavy week. I don't know what I. Number one, I stopped eating out because I had been cooking so much, and I've been cooking so much to put stuff up on my Instagram page.
Yeah, I saw it making them fancy burgers.
Exactly. You know, and that last one was really good. We used it as our hamburger. National Hamburger Day image, and it's really, that is my burger. And then I was getting a lot of comments from friends that were saying, you're not cooking this, you're not cooking this. Yeah, so I made a video of me actually cooking the burger. So yes, thank you, Martha. Martha understands where I'm coming from. Orly, so Orly, you are so far removed from being fat, you can't even relate.
I had a veggie burger the other night on National Cheeseburger Day.
God. What did you post up on that Instagram page? You said that if you put your veggie burger up next to my burger, it looked like someone was on steroids and one should star in Napoleon Dynamite 2. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I said if I put my veggie burger up against your big-ass three-story tall burger.
It was two patties.
It'd be like comparing a person that doesn't work out next to somebody that does.
I destroyed that burger like it owed me money. So, all right, on the other side of this break, we'll get to why I was eating so much. And also, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hit you with a double whammy, America F Yeah, and Trailer Talk. On the other side of this break, listen to the Fat Guy Radio Show. Princess who adore you, just go ahead now. One has diamonds in his pockets, and that's a breath now. This one, Cindy wants to buy you. All right, everybody, we got to do it. So I'm going to get this out of the way now. I am not above apologizing on the show. I rarely do it, but I'm going to do it this time because I went a little too far. Last week, I ranted about Ryan Scott not being here on the show. I misled my two cohorts on the show to pile on to Ryan Scott. there was a very, very intense conversation that was had earlier this week between myself, Ryan Scott, and the network. And I'm here to publicly apologize to Ryan. I was frustrated by other things, and I'm not trying to quantify what I said because I went too far, and I should not have done what I did to my friend and colleague of the network. Now, I get pissed off at these guys all day, but sometimes, normally, I can funnel it, I can control it, and I know how to channel those frustrations, but I opened up like a floodgate. I may have said some things that, I said some things that weren't whole truths. So I publicly issue an apology to Ryan Scott. Now we got that out the way. Will Ryan Scott ever receive another invitation to appear on my show? That's a whole nother topic and a whole nother conversation. But when I don't get called to the carpet very often by the network, but I did. And I told the network I was going to come on this show today, and I was going to say that I am, because I find honesty is the best radio that you can put out there. I was wrong. I should not have gone off on Ryan as seriously as I did, and how real as I did, attacking his character and everything else. There were a lot of emotions. A lot of emotions, and I won't go into further details than that, but I apologize to Ryan. I apologize to anybody that felt that what I did was offensive or they were hurt by it. And now I'm apologizing to my listener audience, and I'm apologizing to my executive producer and my co-host for leading you guys down a path that I shouldn't have led you down, where you guys just piled on, which is what you guys are supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know, so I have issued the public apology. Ryan, this is it. Get over it. Move on.
So you guys kiss and made up. I'm glad to see
that. No, we didn't kiss and make up. We're not talking.
Okay.
Well, that's why he had 60,000 calories.
Yeah, so that was it. No, Ryan and I are fine. He's a bigger man than I am, and I made a mistake. I should have controlled myself. That's it, and I didn't. With everything that was going on, there's a lot of pressure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And sometimes it just spills.
I forgive you.
Thank you very much. Even though I didn't do crap, and you just were like, hey, Corey's over there pissing on Ryan. Let me whip my ding dong out, piss on him too.
I was trying to stop you.
You were not.
You didn't see that sign I was holding up that said stop. You're so mean.
You were not. How dare you pile on? I am not the bad guy. There are no bad people in this situation other than me. Lip holding up break times. All right, so we got that out of the way. We're gonna try to get into it right now, and it is the segment that so many people love to do, and we love to do it. Let's see if I can find it.
Bay 4.
Is it 4?
I don't know.
No, it's not. It's 3, you a-hole. And we're talking about trailer talk. Oh, I didn't update the slide.
Movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we review the trailers because the trailers are free. And yes, Lady K, you're right. I am a very passionate person, and my passion sometimes gets in the way, but I own it, and that's fine. But thank you, everybody, for your love and forgiveness. All right, ladies and gentlemen, today's trailer talk is Mr. Church, starring Eddie Murphy and Britt Robertson. When a young girl and her dying mother are joined by a black dude...
Did I put that in the notes?
No, you didn't. Joined by a black male cook who comes to live with them, little do they know that their lives are about to change forever. Lip, what's your take on Mr. Church?
Mr. Church needs to go to church.
Mr. Church needs to go to church. Hey, yeah.
It was okay.
It was okay?
I wasn't interested.
Oh, okay. Well, good. All right. Thank Orly? Lip keeps
well,
it.
Well, the reason I, first of all, the reason I brought this up.
Yes.
Because the movie already actually started, but I heard a lot on the internet, a lot of people saying Eddie Murphy's back. So I was curious. Yeah, I was curious if you think he's back or if you think he never left. And I'm also curious, once it's your turn to speak.
Yes.
If you, a lot of people also said, can he do a serious part? Which I'm sure he has before. I'm sure there's a movie I'm missing, but I guess it's usually does comedy.
Yeah.
I like that new mug you got there.
Oh, thank you very much. It's an offbeat and unique mug from offbeatandunique.com.
Ooh, yeah.
Our new friends.
Fans. Down in the Gilbert.
Yes, down in Gilbert, Arizona.
They go 16-ounce Gilbert.
16-ounce.
So those are my questions I had for you. But as far as me, I thought... I mean, it's definitely different for Eddie Murphy from what I'm used to seeing from him.
Yes, yes,
but
absolutely.
I mean, it kind of has a good story to it. It looks a little set like a sad movie. You know, he basically is paid. I take it by the husband of this lady to watch and cook for her and her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And it says until she passes away, which I don't know if he already knew she was sick or just until she passed away. Whenever she passes away.
Oh.
And she ended up being sick, I guess.
Very good question.
So I don't know, yeah. But so I'm curious about that. And he ends up getting really close to the daughter, actually helps pay for her school, and was also paying for their bills while the mom was sick. So he's a good guy. And he seems like a good guy in the movie. I don't know. I think it seems like a cool movie. I want to check it out for sure.
Well, it does seem like a cool movie. I like the storyline. It isn't something that I think I've seen before. I take that back. I have seen it before. It's called The Butler, by Oprah Winfrey.
Oh.
And to answer your question, is Eddie Murphy back? I didn't know Eddie Murphy was gone.
That's what I was curious
about. He's been off the scene, but like many people, When I see Eddie Murphy, I can't see anybody else but Sherman Klump. I can't get past the fact that that is Sherman Klump taking care of them overly economic standard white people in this movie. I can't get past that. That is Sherman Klump.
See, I never watched those movies, so I'm good. I
can't get over that. This movie concept looks like it's going to be a feel-good movie. It's a movie that I think that if you want to take a girlfriend out for a nice night, I think you can go for it. You know what I mean? I think it'll be a nice movie that you can have, you know, for a lovely evening and have a little bit of emotions, because it looks like it's going to be one of those movies that's going to tantalize your emotions. But when I dig deeper into it, and I'm just speculating at this point, I think that Eddie Murphy was putting stones to that old bitch that died. And I think that that's why he took care of the daughter after she died. And the daughter is probably going to find out, even though she's as white as a thousand Sundays, that Eddie Murphy may or may not be her father.
Think so?
Possibly so, but she's a little too bright for Eddie Murphy to be her father. But I think that Eddie Murphy's character probably fell in love with her and was boning her. And that's why he got all the money and why he paid all the bills, because he felt responsible, because that's normally what black people do after they realize that, you know, their baby mama then gave birth to another kid, And that was it. I will not go see this movie.
That's what happened to, isn't that what happened to Little D?
Yeah.
He used to be the cook.
Little D is the butler. He really is. I will not see this movie. It seems vapid. It's Axel Foley trying to take care of some white people, and it's just not going to work. And is Eddie Murphy back? I didn't know he was gone, but he hasn't released a movie in quite some time. He has aged, or they aged him in this movie.
In the movie,
and it's
definitely
clear that they did. So, I don't know. I don't know. Philippius, how many upset Ryan Scotts would you give it?
five being the best?
Yeah, with five hurt Ryan Scotts being the best and one hurt Ryan Scott being the worst.
Probably like a one.
A one?
I give it three Jabba the Hutts.
Three Jabba the Hutts, and I give it a half of cheese under a fat dude's nipple.
Right, cheesy cleavage.
So check it out if you like it. And ladies and gentlemen, a segment that we haven't done in a while, we're bringing it back right now. We're going to try to cram it all in at the end of the show. It is a bitch of the year. Bitch. All right, it is Bitch of the Year, ladies and gentlemen, and where this is the segment, a lot of people are new listeners. We bring you people that are just plain bitches around the world, and we list them up on fatguyradioshow.com/bitch, and you go and you vote. We've got three nominees, and one nominee is a person that I know personally. Number one, the first nominee for Bitch of the Year is Deborah Hyde of El Yaria, Ohio. She was arrested after police and firemen had to rescue her from her running and in-drive SUV on Wednesday.
Ooh.
This 56-year-old grandma had overdosed on heroin while driving and had to be revived after she was rescued. But Orly, don't worry, her 8-month-old grandson, who was in the backseat of the running SUV, was also rescued.
He was driving.
He was driving. That's the rule I have with little fella. He can only drive when I'm drunk. Our second nominee is James Lee Hankins of Scranton, Pennsylvania, who posted on his Facebook page, Orly. Yeah, he's still on Facebook, so I wonder if Hankins is his real last name. He posted on his Facebook page, "Do not call my phone until I say otherwise. I'm going to be off on Facebook for a while." Nothing strange.
Why is he off?
Nothing strange about that, right, Orly?
Right.
The only thing is, this 25-year-old Scranton resident had dropped his cell phone while he was running from police in an undercover drug bust. He went to his friend's house to hide. While hiding, he posted to his Facebook page so his phone wouldn't ring and the police find it. Police were able to catch James when his female friend that was hiding him allowed police to search her apartment, and they found James in the basement on Facebook.
Oh, what a genius.
I know. Ain't nothing greater than having a friend that rats you out. And our final honorary Bitch of the Year nominee is Corey Blaze of Peoria, Arizona. He completely annihilated one of his friends and co-workers on his wildly successful internet radio show. A source close to Corey told reporters that Corey was confronted by his embarrassed and angered friend. The two had a very lengthy and loud discussion about Corey's unexpected and unwarranted rant. Corey has since apologized 5 minutes ago for his unfortunate loose tongue. No reports of Corey and his friend, no reports if Corey and his friend are still friends, have been released. Corey was registered for anger management classes. Reports say he attended one, but got pissed off and walked out.
Definitely sounds like a big old bitch.
And that is your Bitch of the Year nominee.
Bitch.
All right, and do we have time for one more? We do. It is another segment that we love so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're cramming it all in, and we're talking about when Americans fight back and kick butt or do awesome things. We like to spotlight it right here on Fat Guy Radio Show, and we call it the segment that is sweeping the nation, America. F yeah. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, when America does what America is supposed to do, when we come together and we rise up, this is a good feel-good story, Orly. Yes. This is a real feel-good story.
My heart's already being
Your warm. Heart's racing. The youngest person to date to ever make it to the America F Yeah segment is 6-year-old Alex.
Six?
6 years old Alex, who penned a letter to President Obama asking him to get to go get the 5-year-old Amran Dek, I practiced this in the car, Amran Daknish, also known as the boy in the ambulance. Have you seen this image?
I haven't seen this image.
He's a little Syrian boy that was bombed because Syrian is in civil unrest right now.
Okay.
And this little boy is just sitting in this ambulance, just completely stone-faced, covered from head to toe in dust.
Oh, I think I did, like dirt?
Yeah, with dirt, and he's bleeding off the side of his head. And this little boy, Alex, wrote a letter to President Obama and says, please, go get him. He can become my little brother.
Oh.
Just completely crushed my heart. Now, I don't normally react to these types of situations across the country, across the world, because you know what? These countries over there have been in unrest for quite some time.
Yeah.
So when they start killing each other, but the kid, oh my God, this little boy's face, there's just utter innocence, but then a lack of innocence as well on the picture, on the face of this little boy in the ambulance. I'll post it up on Facebook, on the Fat Guy Radio Show Facebook fan page after the show. And it's also featured, the story is featured on After the Levels.
All right.
So you can go to afterthelevels.com and see the picture and read the story. And you can also hear Alex's letter to President Obama. And we, including myself, if I can get just a little political, me, including myself, we focus on stupid S all day.
Yep.
And we forget that every day kids in America and around the world are little Amran. There's little kids out there every day that are just going through this. The kid doesn't know what it feels like to play. He doesn't know what it feels like to have toys or anything like that. It just broke my heart. But when this little letter from this six-year-old went to President Obama, I am so glad the White House posted it. It's all handwritten.
Oh, that's cool.
And everything else. I love the fact that the White House posted it up on their website as well. So this has been your segment, America F Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got it all in there.
Spoiler alert, though, the little boy with the blood coming down his face is actually going to be in Stranger Things season 2.
He's going to be number 12.
Yeah, he's going to be 12.
I mean, it's not like Congress when they sat there and was grilling the EpiPen CEO. You know what? To what resolve is that? What's the point in any of that?
It's all dumb.
It's such crap. I mean, you know what? If they were really upset at the Congress lady and the CEO, what they should have done is they should have took her to the store and pulled her hair throughout while they were shopping.
Did you see? So real quick, if we fit this in. The peanut butter jelly sandwiches, Stranger Things kids passed out the Emmys. Did you see that?
Yeah, I totally saw that.
So it was Jimmy Kimmel's mom that made them. Somebody got mad because he made a joke about I hope nobody gets sick because these aren't gluten-free and they have peanut butter.
Oh, God.
He said, we could only afford one EpiPen. And somebody from like...
Oh, that's why he made that joke.
Yeah, so somebody from the allergy something...
Oh, God.
Yeah, complained and saying it's not a laughing matter, blah, blah, blah. This is something they should have handed out at these awards. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So anyways, I just had to fit that in.
That dude, whoever said that, needs to realize there are kids being blown up in Syria.
Exactly.
Pull your head out of your ass. You know what? Matter of fact, pull your head out of your ass and put your EpiPen up it. That's what I say. Because if the EpiPen ain't doing nothing for those kids that are being blown up in Syria.
Exactly.
I mean, just think about it. The EpiPen CEO, she'll probably get a movie made out of her like Snowden did, you know? You just never know. All right, folks, we got to get out of here. Never mind. I'll do it on After the Levels at afterthelevels.com. All right, folks, we got to get out of here. Thank you to everyone that was live tweeting us on the show. We thank you so much. And yes, Martha, she comment about the food. Yeah. Oh, she loves Culver's chicken tenders.
Ooh. I've never had Culver's. We're going to have to go all together one day.
We're going to have to
go. Martha, you could come with us.
Yeah. Oh, Eddie Murphy on the movie said that he was going to be staying out of the spotlight for a while after the movie, and he knows how to make some bomb chili. Oh.
Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, that was from...
Interesting.
Martha. Martha, thank you so much. And Liz, thank you so much for chiming in as well. Ladies, thank you so much for watching. And Lady K, you know we love you so much. P1 number one. All right, folks. This program was brought to you by Target. Lip, do you love Target?
Yes.
I know you do. Shop Target at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Expect more and pay less at Target through the banner ad on our website or directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, it's real easy. Send your letters, comments, or questions to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or click the mail button on our website. Interact with me and the guys on social media. Find and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. As always, the video portion of the show is available on our exclusive Vimeo page. FatGuyRadioShow.com is a Fat Guy Radio Show is radio you can see. Have a business product or event advertised on the show? Email info@BDBRadioNetwork.com or visit BDBRadio.com for affordable and customized rates. Spots available now. Don't forget to download and share our new free app available exclusively in the iTunes App Store or by visiting fatguyradioshow.com/app from your Apple mobile device or tablet. Join me over on After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze. It's my daily blog. Subscribe today at afterthelevels.com/subscribe, afterthelevels.com. All from the mind of Corey Blaze. That was not distracting at all, Orly. For our executive producer, Full Olympus.
Yes.
And distraction, Orly.
Selfies.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people.
Yeah.
Not going to Culver's at 11 o'clock at night. Fat people already know they're fat. So stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what is the show about, simply reply as you break your best friend's heart. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top.
Bye-bye.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me put some mo-funk in it. Don't forget Halo Cigs, premium electronic cigarettes at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. Make the switch today. There's an electronic cigarette and e-liquid for you. fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. That's all for now. Ta-ta.